Tom Farrell pulled out all the stops to promote his first and only film, inviting VMI's band, the governor, and other elected officials to march from the Capitol to the Carpenter Theater. That might seem like overkill for a guy who's never made a movie before, but Farrell is a man with considerable reach in Richmond. He's the CEO of Dominion Power, a company that last year gave nearly $1 million to candidates for state office. Of course, the subject of this film is also near and dear to the hearts of many Virginians, including Tom Farrell.
I used to drive by the battlefield. The road the cadets marched on is still there, Route 11, and VMI is still there, and they wear the same uniforms that they wore then. And I said, you know what, you could make this into a movie if you did it right.
So Farrell put in a call to his roommate from the University of Virginia, David Kennedy, whose day job is consulting on films. He had lots of connections in Hollywood, and Farrell spent 10 years persuading him to make this movie.
It's not a documentary. It's not a set piece like you'd see on the History Channel or something like that. We wrote it to be more of a coming-of-age story about these young boys. And so we picked out 6 real cadets that we had historical records on. We had letters, diaries.
He and Kennedy spent 2 years writing the script. They called it Field of Lost Shoes.
They marched 90 miles in 4.5 days, rained almost the entire time. As the boys went over a fence and ran across a newly planted wheat field. They didn't have boots in those days, and they just sucked the shoes off their feet.
The cadets ranged from 15 to 24 years of age, so Farrell and Kennedy hired a number of young actors featured in Disney films.
Captain, shall we advance?
No, he wants us to commit. We will not take the bait. Send this to Siegel. Facing large, combined rebel force. Immediate reinforcements required. Commence fire!
They also cast Nolan Gould, better known as Luke on Modern Family, Zach Vorig from Vampire Diaries, Tom Skerritt, who starred in MASH and Top Gun, Jason Isaacs from the Harry Potter movies, Black Hawk Down and Patriot, and David Arquette from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Scream, and Friends. They spent a month planning and 6 weeks shooting at VMI, the state capitol, and Westover Plantation. Farrell was rarely on the set, but he quickly discovered that making a movie is serious business.
Every day that you're actually doing this costs a significant amount of money. You've got the lighting crews and the caterer and the costume people and the makeup people and all. Every single day matters.
And he was painfully aware of the need to make money on the $5 million project.
It is a commercial enterprise, and lots of investors who helped us put together. Now, they're all interested in the story, but this is a commercial enterprise.
VMI has an annual tradition of honoring alumni killed in battle, including the 10 from Newmarket. And on May 15th of this year, they'll do so again. But on this, the 150th anniversary of that Civil War battle, they will also have a new way to celebrate the sacrifice, that most cherished of American honors, a Hollywood film. I'm Sandy Houseman.